Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Outcry over lack of jail time for a man who choked an Alaska Native woman in a sexual attack has triggered an effort to oust the judge in November. Judge Michael Corey said last week that he thought the sentence was too light, but deferred to prosecutors on what could be proven at trial. Victims' advocates say it's another example of a lenient sentence for a crime against women amid the Me Too movement. Governor Bill Walker has vowed to change state law. An Anchorage rapper was sentenced to just over 7 years in prison for the distribution of illegal drugs. According to court documents, 31-year-old Rico Paris Gillespie, known by his rap moniker Rico G the Mayor, had sold methamphetamine in Anchorage on at least three separate occasions in 2017. During a search of Gillespie's home, officers found meth, heroin, and fentanyl packaged for sale. Before handing down the sentence, U.S. District Court Judge Sharon Gleason remarked that she was troubled that Gillespie dealt drugs from a home where children were living. About 6,000 military personnel from Fort Wainwright and Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson will deploy over the next week to the Fort Greely area for a big two-week field training exercise to test the Stryker Brigade's combat readiness. The Army calls the large-scale training exercise Arctic Anvil. It's designed to test the mettle of the Stryker Brigade combat team with realistic scenarios and tough adversaries from other units and allied nations. U.S. Army Alaska spokesman John Pinnell says the biennial exercise requires a lot of preparation and a lot of personnel.
Right around 6,000 when you factor in all the soldiers, the support personnel, and everyone involved with the exercise.
This year's Arctic Anvil includes a light infantry unit from Canada and observers with a Japanese tank unit. Pinnell says the tempo of Arctic Anvil operations will be heaviest from October 9th through the 20th, and he says those will include live fire exercises with artillery and other ordnance, and he says some of the operations will be conducted jointly with aircraft and personnel participating in the next round of Red Flag, which also gets underway next week. And warmer than normal temperatures are expected across Alaska next month. National Weather Service Climate Science and Services Manager Rick Toman says that's the October outlook from the agency's Climate Prediction Center.
All of the state, better than 50% chance for significantly warmer for the month as a whole. Doesn't mean every day is going to be warm, but a very strong forecast from the Climate Prediction Center for all of Alaska in October.
Tillman says one reason is that the ice went out so early last spring, especially in the Chukchi Sea, that there was a month or more solar warming. Tillman also points to another factor, the forecast of an El Nino event, which historically have made parts of the state warmer than normal. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for mostly cloudy skies and a slight chance of rain for tonight. Low tonight about 40 to 45 degrees and a chance of rain for tomorrow. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.